Those of you who are here remotely can't vote. Those of you who are here in person can vote. And I think it's getting close to 6:30.
6:28.
It's the same Zoom for both of you.
So we'll get started. I'm Tom Fiorentino, the moderator. I'm here because the town has noticed a special town meeting. Return of notice states I hereby certify that as of January 24th, 2024, Jim Rupert left a duplicate of the full time and attached warning and notice of a special town meeting of the town of Bolton with Elizabeth C. Waters as town clerk. Jim further certifies that he has caused copy of this warning and notice to be published in the Hartford Courant, a newspaper having a circulation in said town of Walden. And Jim certifies that on January 24th, 2024, he set upon a signpost within the limits of town in all other places designated by the town a written copy of said warning notice signed by the Board of Selectmen. And he further certifies that all of the above acts were done by him at least 5 days before the holding of said meeting on February 6th, 2024. This notice was signed by Jim and certified by Elizabeth C. Waters. The town of Bolton call for a special town meeting states that the legal voters of the town of Bolton are hereby warned and notified to meet in a special town meeting at the town hall, 222 Bolton Center Road on Tuesday, February 6th, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. Following purposes. Number one, to authorize the approval of the remaining funds for the 2017 borrowing allocation for the Board of Education projects at the Bolton Center School, according to Section A-4 of the approved resolution of the town meeting January 25th, 2017, for the purposes of the replacement of the cafeteria kitchen stove, energy management system, and lockers to the extent of the remaining available funds, continue to be available for those approved purposes through December 31st, 2024. And this call was dated in Bolton the 23rd day of January 2024 and signed by the selectmen. Ma'am?
Mr. Moderator, I would like to make a motion that we approve that call that you have just read for the special town meeting to authorize the approval of the remaining funds to be transferred.
You too. Go home. Oh, you're on it.
Seven.
I guess okay.
So in simple language, I think Jim has got some information and Dr. Hackett's here from the Board of Education, but I think what's going on is there was money allocated in 2017 that didn't get spent. It has to be spent by a certain period of time. We're coming upon that period of time, and so it's important for the Board of Ed to spend it, where it goes back into the general fund.
Say that
heating, ventilating, and air conditioning upgrades at the school. And the issue is that the date that they need to spend by is during the school year. And if they do the work during the current school year, they will have to do some of the work at nighttime, which means the overtime costs. By extending the date to which they can spend it, they will be able to do the work during the summertime and not incur overtime costs. Kristen, you know how much money I'm talking about. Otherwise, I can leave you.
She can't hear.
So somebody did reach out to the superintendent, and this was a response that she responded. The funding amount for the first part of the BCS energy management upgrade is $167,208 that remains in the bond. The BPS went out to bid for the BCS energy management system upgrade as part of that bid. There were also add alternates should there be enough funding in the bond for additional components of the first part of the project. By extending the bond out to be able to do more of the first part of the project, hopefully, as the contract indicated that in order to complete the project by June 30th, 2024, when the bond is currently going to be spent by, a large amount of overtime cutting into the amount of the first part of the project that could be completed in 2027. The project will not exceed the bond amount of 67. Yes. Based on this email, yes. I think that's an accurate email. I don't have that spreadsheet in front. I believe that Kristen did her required homework before she wrote this email and put an exact number. She's not in her office, but she did the homework. It's an active. So those are remaining unspent funds.
All in favor of the authorization approving the remaining funds for 2017 borrowing allocation. For the purpose of replacing the cafeteria stove energy management system and lockers, to the extent the remaining available funds continue to be available for those approved purposes through December 31st, 2024. All in favor? Opposed? Okay, so it passes, and this TAB meeting is adjourned if anybody so moves.
Thank you.